Soul Correction, Speak Your Mind. Updated, Soul Correction, Speak Your Mind aka Reveal Your Secret Agenda. Update June 30, 2021. Upon reflecting on all the number 25, that is the numerology number for this soul correction, I am finding that the most dominant aspect is self-hate. And that is what is, maybe, underneath the lying, pretending, making errors, etc. Update on February 15, 2014. I had an interesting conversation with a friend, where we were looking for politicians with this soul correction. And as we were working on finding them, I had an insight. The fundamental issue of this soul correction is duplicity. The inside and the outside are disconnected. The agenda, the person's real intention is hidden, covered up with extreme goodness. The better the person is, the higher minded intentions they seem to have, the more sinister is the truth. This is a difficult soul correction. The gap is potentially too big for the person to eliminate. Update on October 14, 2012, Speak Your Mind. I am most familiar with this soul correction. I have 5 students with this SC. The fundamental issue seems to be a fear of not being enough, or maybe even of being nothing. The pretense of being something is very strong, the fear of finding out that it's not so, is tremendous. The most frequent cover-up is to force contribution or help on people. It doesn't come from a good place, it is to buy self-worth, there is no generosity in the background. It's a trap. It only buys the person time, no real relief, the nagging fear that one is worthless, nothing, empty is still there. The fundamental difference between nothing and no thing is what this person needs to learn. We are all no things, just like a baby is no thing, pure innocent consciousness. Then it becomes a fixed thing by building an identity in reaction to the threats of other people. The moment this soul correction person can make peace with being no thing, innocent, nothing to offer other than themselves, no knowledge, no advice, no worldly wisdom, but their presence, their soul correction is complete. The resistance in the people I know is, so far, winning. The fear of having an empty mind is scary. And these people haven't gotten what a huge advantage they have over most anyone. On the surface, this is a very obvious and recognizable thing. The book, The 72 Names of God, says, fear of speaking or hearing the truth is the biggest stumbling block we face in our desire to genuinely fulfilling, honest, and loving relationships. When we hold something back, that something separates us from the other person. If we're not open to hearing the words of others without reacting or taking them personally, we have distanced ourselves from those individuals. It's always easier to tell people what they want to hear. It's often more comfortable to agree with someone, even if we disagree in our hearts. And since it can be equally frightening to confront painful truths about our own selves, our friends and family may feel compelled to tell us only what we want to hear. It sounds nice and clear-cut. But there is, potentially, another layer to this soul correction. Given that the person with this correction is seriously deficient in courage, and given that they take everything personally, another major correction, and thirdly, they are unwilling or unable to take responsibility for their opinion, listen up, important, they have stopped growing. They stop being interested. They stop growing. They become empty shells. They have no opinion. This way they don't even have a mind to speak. Courageously. When you look at yourself, as a person with this correction, you see, that your first job will be to return to childhood, to being childlike, and start growing again. Start growing like a weed, to make up for lost years. Read as much as you can. Watch movies, and after reading and after watching, try to tell yourself what you saw, what was interesting, what you could learn from the book or the movie. Do not stop at, I like it. I don't like it. That is your before the correction persona. The other thing you need to practice is not taking anything personally. Even the things people say about you. Consider that people speak their mind, and all they want is to be heard. You can do that. Without having any reaction to what they say, other than, I heard you. And stop hanging out with strong people with strong opinions. They need you to fill up, but you don't need them. You want to fill yourself up? When someone says, speak your mind, you want something to be there. Not emptiness. Life wants more life. When you refuse to grow, you are going in the opposite direction than life wants you to go, you are going towards death. Read, read, read. You will eventually start to understand what you read and start to enjoy it. You enjoy doing the things you are good at. Getting good at something requires you to go through the phase of not being good at it. It's a drag. But, eventually, if you have enough persistence, you'll get good at it. I promise. And then you will be able to fill yourself up. This is the beginning and most important step of this correction. To have a mind to speak. And the courage to form my own opinions through connecting to higher authority. Courage will come when you have gained self-confidence by getting good at something. Guaranteed. See you on the other side. P.S. It's, at the root of all, people who are afraid to be themselves, afraid of having an opinion, afraid of their own unreliable intellectual capabilities, so they leave the thinking to others, and live out of their mind which is filled with other people's opinions, tree of knowledge. These people are especially attracted to me, give how strongly I am convinced of what I am saying. Update May 4, 2012, I saw a movie the other day, In Her Shoes the character played by Cameron Diaz has the same soul correction as yourself. It takes a character, Shirley MacLaine in the movie, that arrives late without knowing anything, and a blind professor to cause the soul correction. You may want to watch that movie, and maybe all 25s, 25 is the numerical value of your birth date, to be able to rise. It is a horrible prison, this soul correction, don't discount it. Because you can survive, you'll have no ambition to correct it. But there is no fun, no satisfaction in life. Update May 1, 2014, the courage it takes to face what is not pretty about you is really what is the soul correction. What is in the way is thinking yourself in the center of the universe, thinking that everything is personal. Even your soul correction is not personal. It is like a rainstorm, it is not personal, and yet you personally get wet. Another aspect of this soul correction seems to be your profound lack of trust, your profound lack of surrender. Your approach to life is doubt, skeptical. But you lack the diligence, the ability to think for yourself. So you never allow yourself to experience anything that you didn't come up with. You live in the periphery of life, alone, isolated in spite of all the people around you. If you decided that you were not smart enough, and you are smart enough to increase your ability to think, increase your toolbox to get smarter, you have a chance at correcting your soul correction. If not, you are left to your own devices that are below average, below intelligent, below what you deserve. For other soul corrections, visit this page. www.yourvibration.com/sc. Get the ebook on my subscribers site www.yourvibration.com/subscribers. You need to be a paying member.